It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and it's the last Friday of the month, and that means we get to talk with Jamie Frank, the superintendent at Windham Schools. How are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. Yourself?
It's a busy, busy week for you.
Oh, it's homecoming week.
Absolutely. And tonight's the big night.
It is. 7 o'clock at Island Park. The Windham football team will be on the field.
Now, if you're over at the school right now, the parade's going on.
Yes. So head to the school right now. You can enjoy the parade. We have 28 floats, so everything from student-centered activities like National Honor Society or the cheerleaders or the cross-country team or whoever. And then also community members are participating as well. KDOM has a float. GDF has a float, Bank Midwest. So it'll be a really fun time.
Yes, definitely. And a good excuse for all the kids to get out of school for a little while.
Well, they like that.
Yes, for sure. Activities going all week long.
All week long. We've had dress-up days and different events going on. There's a volleyball game this afternoon, which is a tradition for Windham. It's really fun. We play grade against grade. So 9th graders against 12th graders and 10th graders against 11th graders. And then the winners of those play. And it's just a really fun time. And the energy in the nest is amazing.
And it kind of is the precursor then to the Friday night football game.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Is that the finale of homecoming week?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And
well, they have a dance after the football game. I guess maybe
depending on who you ask. Yes, that's
true.
Right. And yeah. The dance is at the school?
It is, yes.
Okay. Very good.
It begins at 9 o'clock. So.
All right. Yeah, and definitely. So just be aware, there's a lot of activity going on at the school today and tonight.
There is.
Yes. All right, so then homecoming week kind of comes to a close, and do you kind of catch your breath? What else do we have going on?
It's a normal week next week, and to be honest, I haven't even looked ahead that far.
Always a lot going on. We're in the heat of fall sports. Teams are doing well. Everybody's working hard, and it's got to be fun from where you sit to kind of watch it all happening.
It is. We have the best staff and the best students, and to watch our students compete and do well in school is just a privilege.
Very much so. All right. So we'll move on from homecoming then. A lot going on. Let's talk a little bit about this preliminary levy.
Yeah. So at the school board meeting on Monday night, the school board took a peek at the preliminary levy. We're actually set to go down. Compared to where we are this year.
Wow.
Which is great for our taxpayers. So the levy is set to decrease by 1.21%. Again, our levy is based on property value and enrollment. District levies change based on enrollment reports up until December when we certify the levy. I don't anticipate this is going to change much. It might fluctuate just a little bit. But it's looking good. It's looking good for our taxpayers from a school perspective.
And what's that mean? Does that mean you have numbers are a little higher? Or are numbers of students pretty consistent? And it's just the property values that are fluctuating?
So the property values went down. You would notice that if you looked at any of the levies. And then also, you know, it just has to do with how many students are enrolled and it's just a giant equation that MDE creates. Yeah. And
that's very complicated if you try to figure it out, I'm sure.
It's 36 pages long, and it's always looks good when we don't have a giant increase, so that is positive news.
All right, so what else do we need to talk about today?
So also at the school board meeting on Monday night, they looked at the review and comment for our arts and athletics project again. So our school board's been working very hard over the last few months to first of all, interpret the survey results that we got in, and then figure out how we can balance the needs of the district with the survey results and the wants of the community, right? And so what they ended up doing is putting the project into two questions. So first of all, they decrease the number of seats in the auditorium. So it will no longer be an 800-seat auditorium, but it will be a 650-seat auditorium. And so in question one, it includes that auditorium, also known as the Fine Arts Center, a multi-purpose field, the wrestling room, gymnastics addition, and remodeling of the locker room. So that's going to be in question one. It also includes things like the expanded parking lot that we had talked about is such a need.
Yes. you know, on a day-to-day basis, that lot is completely full. So if there's any activity or anything going on, there's not enough parking.
There just simply is not. People park on the grass all the time, and this would be a good time to address it. So it includes that. It also includes like concession stand building and a restroom and, you know, those kinds of things outside by the track. So all of that is in question one. And then question two will be the softball, youth softball fields, youth baseball fields, and then practice fields for football and soccer.
Okay.
So that'll be in question two this time.
Very good. So two different questions will be, in the end, voted on then separately.
Yes.
Independent of each other.
So question two will be dependent on question one. So one would have to pass in order for question two to go into play.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. So then where are we at with that then, now that that's kind of in place?
Sure. So the review and comment, we follow MDE's timeline, right? So they'll go ahead and look at all the paperwork. Once we get approval for that, the board will call for an election in November. So at their November meeting, they'll call for the election. The election would be February 10th.
Oh, okay. This coming February. Mm-hmm. Okay. So moving right through then.
Yeah, you know, we just follow the timeline. There's
sure
lots of checkboxes that we all have to follow. But yes, that is what we're aiming for, is a February 10th election. So as soon as the board calls for that election, then the information will be very public and be on the social media pages and on Facebook and all of those things and in the paper. So we'll be looking for that to come in a couple of months.
Very good. Kind of go, wow. So it's almost a hurry up and wait kind of a thing. You guys worked really hard to get all this, and now you just kind of sit and wait to hear back, right?
That's exactly how this goes. Yes. Hurry up and wait.
That's frustrating. All right. So we will watch for more information. Of course, you'll be telling us about it here too. So
yes, absolutely.
Right. So last couple times we've talked a little bit about the Wyndham Vision.
Yes. So we have our Wyndham Vision Committee that meets every other week, that's working really hard behind the scenes right now. So our goal number one is school facilities, as well as getting a daycare center finally in Wyndham. So I think, you know, everybody I talk to is like, oh, a daycare center is so needed. I'm like, I know it is. Let's figure this out. So we've sent an application to Children's First Finance. They're an organization, nonprofit, that's supported many rural communities around Minnesota with getting the idea of the child care center into an actual center, right? So they've received our application. I've spoken with them several times. They think Wyndham has great potential, right? Because we are, we build off of each other. You know, they ask for examples, you know, how does your community support itself, really? So I gave the example of the flood and how everybody came together to help each other. And, you know, so the application was pretty extensive and really all about the community itself. And that's what they're interested in. They're interested in helping communities who work together, who are collaborative and who want what's best for the community. And I think we have that all going on. So as soon as First Children's gets back to us, we'll develop a core group that will meet with them. They've helped Laverne very recently develop a child care center, and that is if it's not open yet, it will be open very soon.
Okay.
And so they have a lot of experience, and so we're looking forward to pairing with them. In addition to working with Children's First Finance, we're also completing grants. And then Steve Nasby and Hillary Mathis, our mayor, they have actually spoken with Amy Klobuchar about getting some federal funding. Laverne also was able to access some federal funding for their childcare center. And so we have that going on in the background too, and looking at all kinds of different funding resources so that we, I'm hoping, it's my goal to not ask our taxpayers to fund any part of this daycare. I think that there's funding available. We just need to
get it
secured up.
Yes. Yeah. So timeline, is there, or at this point, it's still kind of trying to get ducks in a row, right?
Yeah, it's still really early in the process. My personal goal, and don't quote me on this, but my personal goal is to have the daycare ready to roll by the next school year.
Okay. But we won't say that.
We won't say that out loud, but that's my goal.
Okay.
It's good to know what I'm thinking sometimes,
sure.
And that's a goal that I made for myself, so we're working hard to make that happen.
Well, and you know, you talk about some of these grants that depend on how the community works together. All you really have to do is look at this committee, and it shows you that the community is coming together for common causes.
Yeah, this committee has been marvelous to work with. It's a lot of resources working together, and you know, all arrows pointing in the same direction feels really good.
Yep. Very good. All right. What else do we need to mention today?
That's what I have for you today, Steve.
That is a lot. So we'll let you get back to homecoming.
Hey, thank you. Go Eagles.
There we go. Jamie Frank, thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome, Steve. Have a great day.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.